In literary circles, the novel usually attracts attention, but critic at large Laurie Stone wants us to take note of a new collection of short stories by writer Jinsy Willett.
It's hard getting people to notice short stories. Novels are so much splashier. And the short story is a difficult form to master. Everything needs to be compressed. So when a good, newly published writer appears on the scene, it's news. Jinsy Willett is the writer's name, and she's a pleasure. Some of the stories in Jenny and the Jaws of Life, her first collection, are so arty and clever, they're the equivalent of literary bodybuilding, slick moves in front of the mirror with sighs and pats of self-approval. Willett's speakers are mostly too bewildered by life to see causes and effects, or else too jaded to believe in them. But Willett's own imagination is wild, her language rich with intelligence and airy wit. She loves looking at women through the eyes of men. It's a sly way for a female writer to revel in the mysteries of self. And although she's impatient with processes of change, she's skillful at catching characters in crystalline form. Julie in the Funhouse is about a woman who is murdered by her children. Here is the narrator of that story describing the victim's face in the tabloids. Quote, "Everywhere they display the same picture of Julie the real estate woman. Heavy, hard-eyed, thin-lipped, vulgar, her terrible professional smile framed by deep crescents of discontent, her regulation helmet of brassy hair," unquote. All 13 stories in this volume are surprising and entertaining. They are fairy tales, some with a realistic edge, others pure fantasies. I prefer the fantasies, which make no bid for meaning or meaninglessness. The most original is Father of Invention, an encyclopedia of women's erotic fantasies. It skips from anecdote to anecdote, breathlessly tracing the musings of one female as she diddles her way through life. At 9, the girl imagines herself orphaned by bandits and adopted by a cowboy in a big white hat. Quote, "Sometimes he finds her in the Comanche Indian camp, bargains for her with Cochise, and scrubs the buffalo grease off her face and body with harsh soap. He is usually angry with her, because she is so brave and disobedient, and sometimes he spanks her, and she says she's sorry, but she never really is. They have many adventures. Each time, in the end, she saves his life, often by rescuing him from a lynch mob." Unquote. Years later, Willett writes, quote, "She has come into a lot of money and has used most of it to renovate an old warehouse in downtown Manhattan into a kind of nightclub. Her lover is a police lieutenant. He is honorable, incorruptible, but dangerous and quick-tempered. There is a long, puckered knife scar on his left thigh, another much uglier scar on his left shoulder from a bullet wound, wide and deep enough to accommodate the tips of two fingers, the tip of a tongue. They never go out. They have little to say to each other. His dominion over her is total. If he is ever brutal, even vicious, it is her doing. They understand this." Unquote. The fantasies evolve as the woman ages, eroticism sometimes transforming itself into heroism, at other times saintly self-denial. There is no message other than Willett's ability to display her imaginings, and the full-heartedness and detail are exhilarating. She has no faith that psychological knowledge can help people change or determine their fates, but her understanding of character is astutely psychological. Completely honest, Willett is purged of the confessional whine or the need to call attention to her bravery. She just plugs the word processor into her guts, sits back, and smiles.
Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and a contributor to The Village Voice. She reviewed Jenny and the Jaws of Life by Jinsy Willett, which is published by St. Martin's Press.